Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Yes, Be'ez Hashem, up to Shay number 9 in the Shai Kavanis. So, and as the Shai Kavanis, we went through the main inyanim, which is the Kedush of the Yontif, Tevai Behoid, and we saw about, you know, Barichas, the Pneumis of the Inyan. In the past few shurim, we saw the Indian of the Yichud Ner with the Maimer of the Rabban Steshelis, that's the Ikka Kavanah by Chanukah, with the Maisa Hadlokah is the Yichud Ner, which is the Yichud of the Darag of Kedushas Kesser of Shabbos Kodesh, B'Moisa Choyl. That Chanukah, the Or, which usually comes down with Kedushas Kesser, comes down through the Maisa Hadlokah, down through Y'Moisa Choyl. That's the Yichud Ner, the Gimel Yichudim of Havaya Eki, Havaya Lekim, Havaya Adnu. And we saw, you know, Barichas in the past two shurim, in the Maimur, that the Indian is to bring down the Ora Keser down to the Bia, to the Oilam Asiyu, and through the Maisa Hadlokah, through Chanukah, with Zoyche, to be Megala, the Atmos, Betoycha Yeshus, to be Mahapich, the Choyshech, the Yeshus itself, Talikos. That's what we saw in the Maimur yesterday. So today we're going to see a little in the Sefer Biyam Dakechel, from on Omid Chav Zayin in the Sefer that we Biyom Dakecho on Shaka and Chanukah. The emphasis here in Omid Chav Zayin, which is Oizvav, where he explains the Indian of the Yichud Ner. It goes on for quite a few pages. The Ikir Bir is Mamishin Al Derech, the Maimed that we saw from the Rabban Steshelis. You know, obviously that's where it's coming from. You know, it's coming from Morgenstern's Svarim, and which is also, you know, Mavusis on the Sifri Chaban on the Rabban Steshelis. So, Be'etzim his Mahalach here is, you know, more or less a Chazor on the mind we saw yesterday. But we're going to see first the Oiz Vav and Oiz Yir Aleph, where there he explains it Al Derech Avoidah. Because even though yesterday and the day before we saw Barichos, what the Yichud means, the Pnimis, what it means Al Pich Sidus, but we didn't speak out so much how to bring that down Al Derech Avoidah. So we're going to start reading here from Oiz Vav, page from Zion. It says, Pashtas Pnimis Yichud Ner. So it says, V'hinei oimik inyina yichud, she'yi is gals behiru brurus ala boire v'yichudoi. That the inyina of the Yichud Ner, what it means, you know, in nafshis, what it means, if a person wants to know, what does the Yichud Ner have to do with you know, with himself, how to relate it to a person, what it means is that through the Yichud Ner, through doing the Maisa Mitzvah, the Adlokas Ner Chanukah, the Zman, the Or of Chanukah that comes down, the person's Zoycha to have the his Galus and the Klorkeit of the Yichud of Hashem. V'toycha his Galus, the Poilus Shezer Unyin Anuk, to have a Klorkeit in the Or Hashem, in the Yichud Hashem, the Poil Mamish, meaning that a person should be able to live the Or Hashem. He should have a Hakoro and a Hargosho and feel that the Yichud, the Or Hashem, that's what's mechayed oylem is, and that's the only thing that's here. V'hayin shevetach oylem hanivram yibarim tziusav yichudu shalayin soif. That within our oylem, a person should be clear to a person the yichud of the ein soif. So what this means is that, this is what, when we started the first year, we spoke this out from the Piesefner, that the Baal Shem Tov was megala dinyin of mali cholar tzkevoidoi, which is kibshutai mamish, that even the kelim is Elikos, and we saw from the PSS that the whole Dark Echsidus is totally on this Indian, is totally on this Giloy, this Galus that the Baal Shem Tov brought down. And what it changed in Avoida is, because until the Baal Shem Tov, the Ikra Avoida was to be Mizdavik, to attach ourselves to the Orin Atzilus, and for a person to attach himself to the Orin Atzilus, to the Or, which is a Dark Atzilus, so a person has to be on the Dargo where he's mezachim of legamri and he's zoyche to have a tam and a hagosh and the or atzilus, and he writes it that that's only for yichidei skulo which was zoyche to such an yonim, but al pi chesidus al pi de Baal Shem Tov that was megale and mamshech the inyan where malach kol haratzvoid kepshutei mamish that even the kelim even the olam atzir is elikos. So the spheres of Hashem is mezgala within the person himself. The person himself, which is made up of a nefesh, the 10 spheres, and we have Ava Yira and all the midas of the nefesh elikos, which is be'etzem a gilui alikos. So when a person is ma'or avan yirat Hashem and he's margish d'or Hashem, so be'etzem he's being megalad d'or Hashem in this world, and that's a gilui of the Sfiris HaKadosh. It's a gilui of the Yichud Hashem ba'ol ma'azeh tachtin, and like we saw yesterday, that's be'etzem the Ikar Matoro. So again, what it means, al derech avoidu, the Yichud Ner, what we're saying here is when a person has a klorkar in the Yichud Hashem, the Or Hashem, and that's through this boldness in the Yichud, so then a person could be ma'or within himself, avir and dveikus, and that's be'etzem hamshocho of the Or Hashem down in this world. And like we saw in the beginning of the Ravan Sashan, the Shayichud Amunu, Yichud Zun, al derech avoidu, we'll see that here also, means to be ma'or avir and dveikus, because avir and dveikus is a Yichud Zun. That is what Yichud Zun is in this world, and that's ma'or the Yichud in the Olam Salyoinu. We saw the Ravado, the is the Indian with Tzadikim, the Taka, you know, Mechavan Bepoil, which is a higher Indian, and that's what the PSS mentioned was for Yichud Eskulo. But al derech avoidu, what the Rosh Hashanah brought down to us, which is shaykh to every year, is that through this boinus, and through being margish, the Or Hashem, that's how we're megal the Or Hashem boinu mazah tachtoin, and we make a dir b'tachtoinim, and that's b'etzim, how we're meyachin all the oilim as alyoinim, because by us being ma'or aviyah and dveikus, that's ma'or all the oilim is to be, in the matter of a yichah, to be megal the Or Hashem and all the oilim is. So it says, ulmaisu ikra avoidu shal odomi lahakir sa akora azu benafshoi atzmoi, and that's the ikra avoid of a person to have this hakoro within himself, to be makir the behirus of the Yichud Hashem. And that's the whole Shayichud Amunu that we're going through, and that's the whole Chabad, and that's the whole Shantav, that the avoid of Hashem, the matar is to live the Einam Milvadoi, that a person should be to be able to have a shaykhis and be zoyche to live the Or Hashem, the Yichud Hashem, einim v'vad is kipshut imamish. And like we said before, because that's what's making the dir b'tachtoinim, and that's what's being miyachin all the oilim is through this avi and dveikus that comes through this inyan. And the emphasis is this inyan that a person is supposed to live the Or Hashem, that's, you know, lav davka chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov. All the doyers, you see that the Mekubalim, this was the whole Matorah that they were, you know, bringing down Torah Tzakabalah. The Arizal Dafka is the most awesome in this Indian, because the Arizal, Agam, he was Megal, the biggest Giluyim, but he gave it over in a way where it's awesome, the Gamri, the Pnimis of the Indian, like, you know, we saw in this in the Hagnam Tereshayich of Amunah. But if you look a little before that, if you look in the Kabbalah Saramak, you see clear how the whole Kabbalah is coming to be Mazbe the Yichud, to be Mazbe the Hishtauslus, how the Or Hashem is Nishtausl within all the Oilimis, and how from the Shtauslos comes out, the Oilim is till the Oilim Asiyah Tachtoin, and through that, the whole limit is that a person should be able to go into this limit, and his whole, you know, Ramach Evarov Stagidov should live in these Inyonim in the Or Hashem. And like we said before, the Mekubal Mamitim about their Mizach themselves, and they were holding on big dargis, that they were Be'etzim Shaykhis, that a real Shaykhis at Or Atzilus, but our avoid is the focus that through this Boinus, we can have some sort of aura and aura in this Indian. Like in the Shari Avoid, around such as Mazbir, that to have a real Shaykhus to these Dargis, which is called, we'll see, Avarab, Avas Oilam, Bittel B'Metzias, he writes over there that if a person has any Shaykhus to Gashmi, he's already like off the map. He's no Shaykhus to Bittel B'Metzias. Bittel B'Metzias means a person, all he is that he's living in the Or Hashem. But he writes over here that even though the etim dag of bittul metzius is something that only yichidus skula was zoich to, but every year in their masiv could have all the avos, all the dagas of the avos oylem, avarabba, avarabba tanugim, because even though a regular person avad, he's still, you know, shaykhis, he has the shaykhis terchomrius, he's nam zachchis midas, where, you know, if we're zoich, we have a shaykhis terbeini of the tanya. But the nekud is that within every person, he has his own map, be'erichin, what's his avas ha'olam, avarabba, and avar betanugim. So again, that's what we're saying here, that the inyan of yichud ner al derech avoid is to have a shaykhis to the havaya eki, havaya lekim, havaya adno, in meaning to live the Or Hashem in all these dargas. And that's what we'll see in this ois and the ois yid aleph, what these three dargas are al derech avoid, what it means, these three beginnings of his boyinus, and his galus of the Or Hashem. So first he writes, you know, very partially. He says, "Vina oifin apostle anochinu liyachnis gimel chelki yodim shem hamichavdim kineged gimel yichudim." In, you know, in mamish milim pshutim, you could say that it's kineged the gimel chelki yodim, That a person should be maimik and be makid of mitzias the yichud Hashem. And through being mizboinin and connecting himself to Ra'ar Hashem, so then everything he does is going to go off that. Everything he does is going to have a shaykh to the yichud Hashem. That after a person is mizboinin, he makes a kabbalah's oil and he makes a achlota, and it's not just, you know, achlota because he's forcing himself, but rather because the hizboinus brings that he has a rotten, now that all his maisim should be dafko kitzoin yizborach. So that yichud avai va'adno, you could call that in of yichud avai va'adno, because, like we saw, the avai va'adno, that's the lowest bechinel. So that's what we're saying here, you could be metargmas in of kabbalah's oil, where all your maisim bepoil are kitzoin Hashem. By being mizboinin in the yichud, in the einim milvadoi, so then you meyachid the avay ve'adno in nefesh. What that means is that you have a shaykh to kabbalah's oil. You mekabel all malchus shemayim, that all your ma'isim are concerning his barach. And the, you know, see this, there's a bigger riches on the name of kabbalah's oil. The middle rabbi has a whole sefer on it. He has a little in the shari tshuva. And then, there's another sefer which is mamish, miyuchid on the name of kabbalah's oil. I forgot, I just left the name of the sefer. But the nekuda is that apich sees kabbalah is not just forcing to do the ma'isim al pi rotzon Hashem. Rather, the thing is by being misboinen and having a shaykh to yichud Hashem, so memela person has a simcha and a memela where all his ma'isim are going to go accordingly to the rotzon Hashem. V'chenes kol ha'gosha shebelev shezel mechuvin keneged yichud Hasheni. The Yichud Hasheni, which is Yichud Havaya Lekim, that's connected to our Goshes, meaning that the Havaya Lekim, that's already going up a Dargo, like we saw from the Alpidur Rishash, that it's the Havaya Adn is by the Nai, and the Havaya Lekim is by the Chagat. The Indian of the Chagat, I'm saying first the Havaya Adn, which is the Indian of the Nai, that's Havad the Kabbalah's oil, Netach Hoyd Yisoyd, that's, you know, the Poyal Mamish. And the Indian of Havaya Lekim, with that's already Chagat, Chesed Gvut Feres, so that's already the Indian of HaGoshes. That a person has to channel all his avos and yiras to only have a shaykh to avoid Hashem. So that's the meaning of the yichud Hasheni, yichud Havaya Elokim, that a person, through this boinus, every person according to his dargo, should make sure that his avos and yiras and his chukis are only things that have shaykh to avoid Hashem. V'chein liyachad is kol ha-machshov t'shezem b'chuvin k'neged ha-yichud el-yin shal Havaya Ekiya. And then the highest dargo, which is the meaning of Havaya Ekiya, that's that a person should be miyachad all the machshavis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So zui darach ha-pshuto, liver b'emes alikis, so this is, you know, mamash in milim pshutim. If someone wants to just type it in milim pshutim, what does it mean? These given yichud mal darach avoides, so that's the thing of Kabbalah's oil and making the hagoshes and making the machshavis all miyuchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'lahach l'me'ata lichtis yimim chol chelki yad ma'is ha-gosh ha-machshavu. And the emphasis, the reason why this is milim pshuta is because the emphasis, this is all b'chalal kabbalah's oil, meaning that for a person to be miyachad his maisim, hagoshes, and machshavas, for a kodesh baruch, the emphasis is that all that is nichla on kabbalah's oil, because what he's doing is that he's taking his maisim and he's, you know, talking to himself as a yesh, and he's being miyachad for a kodesh baruch. So the emphasis, all three of these are really just examples of kabbalah's oil. So before we go right, I just want to see first in Oysir Aleph, which is on page Lama Dalit. So here he brings a little more Ba'oimik, which is more similar to what it says in the Sifri Chabad on these Gimel Bitulim in Avoidu. And the Inyan Bekitzer is that in Chassidus, in the Sifri Chabad, the Masv Barichas usually B'darachal three Bitulim, three Dargis and Bitul by being through the Hizboinus in the Yichud Hashem. The first bit is what we said is in of Kabbalah's oil. And that's called Bitla Yesh. Meaning Bitla Yesh means that a person, even if he's zoich to have the shaykh his bonus in the Yichud Hashem, but it's not mahapich who he is ba'atim. Meaning what it does is that it makes that he now channels all his maisim, and like we saw before, maisa, goshes, and machshavas, which about that's a, you know, dover god, if a person could do that. And he makes sure that it's only for avodas Hashem. So that's called bitla yesh. Bitla yesh means where a person, you know, he understands himself, he feels himself as a yesh, as a nivro, as a nifrod from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But after picking through this boldness, he's now miyachel those meisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, side the meisim bepoil, side the argoshes, and side the machshavis. But the chassidus of Masbar Rishon that there's two bitulim, which is higher than that, and by having a shaychus to the higher his boldness and to the higher oiris, the person can have a shaychus to these bitulim also. The dagger higher than bitul yesh is called bitul metzias. That bitul metzias means that when a person is misboinin, how all the oilments is betzim bottle metzias takadish baruch hu, which means like the pilapatrid is mazur clear and you know another in the mitzvah rab also that bitul metzias means that mitzad the orin soif there's no erech to the whole seder shtalshulus. That even though avada there is a seder shtalshulus, there is all the oilments avada standard dimyan that the dogish which chesidus is madgish avada the oilments the metzias amiti. But mitzad the orin soif, mitzad the orah poshet, there's no erech to it because since the whole chiyus comes from the orin soif and mitzad the orin soif would be in this gala begilui in this world and in the old oilemis, they wouldn't have a kiyum b'chlal because the bleak world would be mevatel the whole mitzvahs of the oilemis. So mitzad the orin soif, there's no erech, there's no chashivus to the whole seder shtalshulus. Meaning the whole seder shtalshulus kamat is it's. You know, they give a marshal of like a fly in a room. You know, I don't know if that's the best marshal because, you know, the fly is, it's a metzias. But here we're trying to bring out that mitzad the orin soif, mitzad the orah poshet, there's no erech, there's no shavius to the whole seder shtalshulus. There's no shavius to this world because mitzad the orin soif, which is makifit, if it would be in this gala within this world, they wouldn't have a kiyum b'chlal. And not only that, but the whole kiyum is be'etzim from the orin soif, which is makifit behester. So that's all the bonus.
This is
the body which brings the bitul mitzias, which bitul mitzias brings out that a person realizes he has no erech, he has no chashivas because the whole seder shtalshulus has no erech and chashivas klapi d'orin soif. Mitzad d'orin soif, if it would be in this galah here, the whole world would be bitul mitzias, and not only would it be bitul mitzias, the emes is that the whole kiyum comes from this orin soif through the tzimtzumen. So that, you know, this hagosha, this tchusha, and this, you know, it's not just a feeling, but when a person learns these inyonim and he's misboining it, so he connects to it, so that brings out the inyon of bitul b'metzias, which lets him, you know, you could say like rips out a person from any shaykh to this world, because a person is connected to the chumriyas because he grew up here, and, you know, he's born in this world, eating, drinking, and, you know, having a shaykh to whatever here is in olam hazeh. But when a person is misboinin, how there's no erech to everything, meaning there's no chashivas and there's no kiyum, only mitzad orin soif, so memeila he loses that whole connection with the chumrius and the gashmius. And this is vetim, like we spoke before from the PSS, the diaries of the Hebrew school that were able to, you know, do this with the shleimus, and through that they were able to be vetim margish and have a real shaychus and a kesher with the oratilus, with the pnimius of the oyus that's, you know, within all the oyus. So that's called bitul b'metzias.
One second, but so what's the pathway to get to that? You know, what's the tools to, how do we get to that again? Through his bona news?
In Chabad, through this bona news in the Soyviv Kolalma, meaning the, what we spoke about before in the Bitla Yesh, that's being misbona in the Memali Kolalma. Memali Kolalma means that how the Eivish is Mechai, this world, how everything in this world is filled with the Or Hashem, which is being Mechai Mahava, this world. That's called Mamali Kolam. Soyvi Kolam is what we just spoke out, that how Be'etim, it's true that the Eivish is Mamali Kolam, but the Iker Or is the Or Soyvi, the Or in Sef HaPashut, which mitzad that Or, if it would be in the Zgali here, the whole world would be bottom of Tzias. So mitzad that his bondness in the Soyvi Kolam, that could bring a person to have a Shaykhs and a Kesher to a Bittl B'metzias.
So one second, the first level of bitulayesh, is that, so are we connecting to, you know, like the kav is cut, when the kav comes in, let's say the kav is behind all the spheres, is that malikolamin at the bitulayesh when you're connecting to the kav, you know, which is really the orient self coming to this world, and then the site, then the bitulamatsias would be not connecting to the kav coming in, but connecting to the makif. Is that, am I saying that right?
I'm saying there's many ways you could say, because really everything is be'erchen, you know, be'erchen you could call the kav, you know, bitul b'metzias, but if you're looking at the kav klapi, the orin soif, which is makif, so then the kav is called memale, and the orin soif is called soiviv, because the kav, that's the ora poshet, like, you know, we learned in the Shaykh of Helik Beis, the kav is the ora poshet, which is the prat, which is mechaya, the whole seder shtalshulus. So mitzad the kav, there's no bittel b'metzias. Adarav, mitzad the kav, the Eibush is mechayer. All the oilum is kefi, each oilum, the shear that they give him mekabel from the ora kav.
Right. So that's mamalik, that's bittel yesh.
That's mamalik kolam. Right.
Yeah.
But mitzad the ora soiviv, soiviv means, you know, it's makif, it's not nichnas. And forget, the whole symptom is to be mastered the ora soiviv. Not be mesalik, but to be mastered the ora soiviv. So that is boinus brings to a bittel b'metzias.
So that aura soiviv, where do we act? Is that when we say that the whole symptom is shalom kapshuta? Is that soiviv meaning that the aura is here in this world, or
there's a rebbe parsha in his bir on shara yichud. The middle rebbe has a sefer also on shara yichud. You know, this person shouldn't get mixed up. There's three forms. There's the shara yichud v'amuna of the Baal Tanya. Then there's the You have the Sharia Yichud Vamunah, that's what we're doing from the Ban Sheller. And the middle level also has a sefer which is called Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, where the second half is called Sharia Yichud. So there in the back, there's a beer from Hillel Paratra, and I think it's Oiz Dalad, where he speaks out what you just said, that mitzad that the symptom is Shaloi Kevshutoy, and everything is Batal Metzias, so that brings out the Inyan of the Soivy Kol Alman.
It's not the Oren Sof that's on the outside of the tzimtzum. We're talking about mamish,
No. I think what he's saying there is that it is. This bonus that brings to the soiv is mitzad that the tzimtzum is not kevshutay, meaning to say that ba'etzim, the or haposhet, which is before the tzimtzum, is mayor within all the oilumis. That means that if a person is zoicha to get to a real pnimis, he could be margish, how he could, you know, have a shaykhis, how mitzad the or ain't soiv haposhet, which is better mayor within all the oilumis. There is no erech and chshivas. There is no mokrim for the amidas oilumis. It's only mitzad tzimtzumim and the stadium that there's a kim for the oilumis.
Right.
So that's called bittul metzias. And then there's a third darga, which stems as this darga was more, you know, hidden until the reshav. You know, once the reshav wrote it out barichus, you find it, you know, within the Tanya and the Mittler Rebbe and the Rabban Sechel and Tzemach Tzedek, but the first two dagas, that's what, you know, most, if you look in the first three Rebbeim, the Baal Tanya, Mittel Rebbe, and the Rebbe Teshel, and Tzemach Tzedek, the Arichas is always in the Mamali Kolam, Soiv Kolam, Mittel Metzias, and Mittel Ayesh. But that is from the Rishab.
Is that parallel the Yehudi Tato and Yehudi Law?
Yeah, definitely. Meaning that's the end of Yehudi and Yehudi Tato, which means that Mittel Ayesh is Yehudi Tato, which means to be Miyachen HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Tachtoinim. Meaning to say that there is tachtoinim, there is a yesh v'nivro, but everything is moli the aravaya. And yichud ilah means that there's no kiyum, there's no mokim b'atim for the whole tatov, for the tachtoinim mitzad the or elyon. The emes is avad in each dargi, you can make many dargas, but b'cholos, you know, these two dargas is what most of the mamori chassidus are explaining. But from the Rishavim further, he was megala a third dargo, which is, you know, much tifer dargo, it's mamish the gil of the olas alavi. And again, it's not a chiddush, meaning the Rishab wasn't a chiddush, something that didn't, you know, wasn't said before, but rather it was more, you know, like between the shuras. You know, you could find it after he was mazur barichas, you'll find it. It's called the Indian of the bitla etzim. That bitla etzim means that after a person is zoicha to have a shaykh, the bitla yesh, bitla metzias, so the yichud goes even further and says that even though it's emes, that a person is moli or avaya, even though it's emes that mitad or asoyiv, there's no erech v'chashivos, but the emes lamitoi, this is the, you know, the lashon of the Rishav, there's emes and emes lamitoi, mitad emes lamitoi, the kelim itself is the biggest gilui of the or avaya. Meaning the oilum ha'tziya tachtoin is the biggest gilui of the atmos of the or avakadosh baruch hu. And what that means is, you know, something which we speak out from the Baal Shel many times, you know, because, you know, you can see it in the Maimonim also, is that we said before, mitzad ora soiviv, there's no erech v'chashivit, because mitzad ora soiviv, there's no makom and kiyum for the oilumis. But the emes is einim levadis kipshuta, meaning to say that even the koyach hagvul, and that means in the Seder Shtausos, even the kelim themselves, is all it is be'etzim, or his galus of the pshitas v'akadosh baruch hu. Because the koyach hagvul, which is mushrish batmusa is barach, like, you know, we're learning in the chelik beis, when it's nishtalsh down the matas, nizgal in the oifn of chumis and gashmias. But the emes is that mitzad the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is bashvah gemuru. Meaning, mitzad the emes, mitzad the eibishter, the koyach agvul and the blikvul, the orin tzof haparshan and the, Gashmi, the Olam HaGashmi is all Bahashavol Gemuru. And it's all a chelik of the Peshitas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we spoke about many times, that doesn't mean to say that Lamay L'chas Shalom is Gvul and Yesh. That, you know, every line of the Baruch Hashem, when he talks about this Inyan, he stresses that Avad Lamay L'chas, there's no Yesh, there's no Geshem, there's no Bechinis, there's no Dali Yisoydus. So what it means to say is that the Koyach HaGvul is Mushrish Bas Musi Yisborach, because Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmai Echad Deivishten, his Galus is Bashavo Gemuro. And therefore, the Oilam Hazah Gashmi is a Hishtauslus from the Koyach HaGvul Matzmusi Yisborach. And therefore, that means is to say that through our Torah and Avodah, we could be Megala in the Yesh V'Gashmi Mamish, how all the Gashmis is, our PMS, Emes Lamitoy, all it is the Hizgalus of the Pshitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person has a Shaykh to this, which this is the highest Dargo of other, you know, within this, there's many Dargos also, but this is Bechlolos, so, highest dagger is called Bittul Etzim, so that's called already Hashro. Hashro means that not that a person is, you know, he's bottled by Metzias, he has no Erech V'Cheshivas, he like loses himself Lagamri. Rather, the meaning of Hashro is that a person can stay within his own Kalim, and he could have Hashro of the Or Hashem, because the Kalim themselves is a Gilui of the Or Hashem. And that's the highest dagger, that's the Iker dagger that Hashem came to bring down.
Now, it seems like we're going.
So it's also
it seems like we're going full circle because the Bittul Yeshiva we're kind of like Mavatal in the Kli, and by this level of Etzim we're saying that the Kli itself is a double. You know,
right. So that's why it's a little tricky daga, meaning to say before a person has a shaykh to it, it seems confusing and it's. Not only that, like we said yesterday, that there were many big people through the Doris that made a mistake with this Inyan. Because the Inyan is that, like you said before, Bittul Yesh, the first Dargo, which is also called Moichin de Neshama, it's called Bina, it's Yimoy Sachoyl, it's Bittul Yesh, Kabbalah Hoyl. What it means is that a person is connected to this world, he's a Yesh, he's a Nivro, you know, like a regular person. And through his Boinus, through Avav Yir and Dveikus, which is not a simple thing to be Moir, through that he's Miyachid, his Maise Machshova and Dibur, everything Takoj Baruch Hu. But still, even after he's Miyachad everything, he's still a Nivro, you know, living as a Nivro lives. He's a Yesh, he's a Nivro. And he's Zoichu to be Oivir Hashem through being Ma'ir Aviyar and Veikus, and being Miyachad all his Maise in Takoj Baruch Hu, which if a person Zoichu to that's a big thing. But that's called Bittul Yesh. Mashenkin on the highest Dagger, which is called Bittul Etzem, dear, the Nivro, is margish how mitzad the emes, there's only hashvod, there's only the Or Hashem. The emes is, he's not yesh, he's not nifrat from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the dag of the yechidah sheben nefesh. If a person is zoichet to touch epsa or mitzad the yechidah sheben nefesh, he could have a shaykhis to dir, to be margish and, you know, to connect how be'etim everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Meaning all there is the Or Hashem. Even the Yeshus, this is a, you know, from the Shafel Lashonis in Chassidus, that the Yesh HaNivra is really the Yesh HaMiti. And what that means is to say that Avado, the Eibusha created Nivram, the Eibusha created Neshomus, but when a person is Zoichet to go through Bittul Yesh, Bittul Matzias, and then reach Bittul Etzem, so he can reach a Matav of Ashro, where he feels how he's Miyuchad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though it's Betim Astiro, the Nivra can't be Miyuchad with the Orient Toif, but that's the Kol Yochol, and that's the Indian of Dir B'Tachtoinim, how Mitzad the Kol Yochad, the Eivish is Miyachad himself with all the Oilemis. And even though Bizman HaGolos, until Mashiach comes, Avad the Bia, is Nifrod, but through Avoid, the person can have a Shaykh to this, an Oifin of a Or, and, you know, some sort of Shaykh to it. But Avad, it's, you know, it's Chaluk Lagamri, it's a whole different Oilem from the Indian of Bittul Yesh.
Because, so one sec, how do we get to this, how do we get to this one, this level?
This is like the B.S. Hassan was saying, the Baal Shem Tov was Megala Dithinian, and all the Rebbeim, all the Tzadikim brought down their Dark Avodah had reached the Inyan.
Yeah.
But let's say in Chabad, by being Mizboinen, you know, and by connecting yourself through his Boinen to this Inyan, where everything, the Enim of Avodah, Kipshut the Mamish, so that could be Ma'orer, the Yechidah Shebenefesh, because that misses, it's within the person himself. To have a shaykh to this, a person doesn't have to go out to look for it. Within the person, every year has a nefesh alikos, which is made up of a nefesh ruach neshama chayi yechido, And if a person is zoicha to be ma'ariz yichidus shebenefesh, so there it's a meir how the yesh aniver is the yesh amiti. So betim the avoidus had to be ma'ariz yichidus shebenefesh. And avada, that's not an easy avoidus, because to be ma'ariz even the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai yichidu, you know, till the yichidu, is big avoidus. But through, you know, what chesidus brought down by being mizboin in these inyonim, it could be meir and ma'ariz the yichidus shebenefesh. And that's really the Lubavitch Rebbe has a whole mimer, Miuchan, there's a very famous mimer where he's masber that the Or Chesidus is the Or which is, you know, Meir and Ma'or, the Chidus of Nefesh.
So what, learning Chesidus? So what?
It's more, let's say, the Derech of Chabad. The Derech of Chabad is, let's say, by learning the Chesidus and Befrat, and Maimon, which is masber, the highest Argus, where the Yesh Aniv is the Yesh Amiti, so that could be Ma'or within a person, his Chidus of Nefesh. And if a person is zoich to be ma'ir, that then the meila he's in the matzav of asherah. Let's say even the Belvavi Mishkan Evne, there's a from the big people here in Yerushalayim, he wrote this is from Shurim, it's a lot of tzvon called Belvavi Mishkan Evne, and he has a lot of tzvon to be matzav had to be ma'ir the yichidus shebenefesh. So even though lav dafka is he always ma'ir dafka b'chesidus. But he also brings out this nekuda that this is, he brings over there. Also, this is what the Vashem just came for. But there's an avoid, you know, there's avoid this had to be more the chidush of nefesh, and through that a person could feel the hashra, could feel how be'etim everything is miyuchid, is just chad im hakadosh baruch hu. And you know that's be'etim what the Vashem brought down, that even before Mashiach comes, but to have a te'ima to it and to make a hachana to it, that was the ending of the Mali Cholaris Kavoidoi.
It seems like on every level that it's this bonus that's the tool to get there. It just depends what you're being explained in on. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what we're saying.
Because especially like we're saying, because the Eik and the Kuda is to be ma'or what's within us. You know, it's within the person. That the Yesh HaNivir of Yesh HaMiti is something that a person has within himself. He just has to be ma'or it. So by being misboin in it, he could awaken it. You know, the Igor is because the Chomrius, the Gashmius, and the Klippus is what's being mastered. That's why a person can't reach his Yechidus Shebenefesh.
Right.
But through this boinus, a person can be more than, that means by other Tzadikim, saying also in Chabad itself, it was the Dveikus with Tzadikim that brought out this Indian. By being Dovak to Tzadik that has a Shaykh to Yechidus Shebenefesh, that can be more, you know, within the person himself also.
Isn't tefillah like a tool of his bonenus? I mean, isn't that really what tefillah is?
That is the mouth of tefillah if it's done properly. Meaning, if the tefillah is a shtapsa shebenefesh, where a person is just being ma'or his neshama to kisufin and gagum takadosh baruch hu, and you know, especially if he has the shaykh tiriz limudim, so then he could be ma'or chuk and the rotzin to be meskalus and these inyanim and the bittul mitzias and the bittul etzim. And rather, that's the inyan of tefillah where it could be moirit, you know. And the first one's to do with the kavanas, that's by the sim shalom, where by Baruch Atah Hashem and Baruch Atah Yisrael Bashalom, we have this yichud ner, which is the havai eki, havai likim, havai adno, which goes down to the nefesh itself, where there, you know, first is mechavan, so by that word havai, he's being mamshach this or, all the way lamata, down to his nefesh, and that's takim moirit the yichidish of a nefesh.
Didn't we say that's the first level of bitulayish? Those three levels, connected to machshava, dibra, maisa.
Yes, he said that's why we started reading this on Amal Amadal. We didn't start reading yet, but over here he explains more the higher inyan. Meaning, that's why I said the emesis what we read over there in the beginning was all ba'etzem havaya adno. It was all bitulayish. He just wanted to lay it out, you know, simple how you can make the three dagas. But the emesis, like over here, will say. Is that the emsik havayekia? That's where the einon levadi is mamash meir within the nefesh. And that's the levado. Even within this itself, there's many dagas. You know, tavish hayich tashro. There's many dagas itself. You know, by being mizboin, a person can be moir psoor ha'oru. Like the advantage of the shara evoido. Even though us that you know we're not tzadik emes and we're not mizuch legamik from the gashmius, but we could be moir in the kudus. And the others of all the avoiders, even the inyan of Ashro, even in the inyan of the Vidla Etzim. You know, about the, and the, this man miyuchodmas, and that's befrat Chanukah. What we're saying here is where Chanukah is the or, which is megala the atmos within the yeshiva. The Chanukah is the yontav, which is mesugal to bring out this inyan to be more the yichidus shebenefesh. And mail to have a shaykh to Rashi.
Right, so are we up to that piece now, the Yud Aleph?
That's going to bring out
this point.
Let's see here. Omer Lamed Aleph. It says, meaning, if you look till now, you know what we skipped. It's more or less a sikum of the Maimon Derban Steshele, which you know he doesn't know where it's coming from, but it's partially, you know, it's coming from Chabad. See this. So he says, Shayich Zakol Belev Shakol Zeraka Engtoy Zenase Boimik Otum Vehem Gimel Tfisis Bechol Matzias, that to have a shaykh to the yichna and avoido, that's through having a shaykh to three tfisis in the matzias. Kihine in Havaya Ekir, who beginnes atik yom varach ampen. The Havaya Ekir, which is the Ora Keser, which is atik in the Arich, Hashem Soyda Rotin va Tainik Balikos. That's the Soyda of the Rotin and the Tainik Balikos. Meaning, va avoido hu levakish, viliskos ladas, lahakir, ulahargish, shekola matzias, hi ora leki. That the Indian of the Havaya Ekir, the Rotten and the Tiny Galil Kos, is the Avoid is to be Mevakish and to be Zoyche, to have a Shaykh to the Akoro and to the Emuno, where everything is just the Ore Laki. Boifin, Shaniroi, the Rak, Oisoi, Kein Dover Achrin. The Oifin, where there is no other Metzias. Einem Vadis, Kepshutoi, Mitzad the Havaya Ekir, Mitzad the Ore Kester, there is no Yesh, there is no Nifrod. All there is the Ore Kester, the Hu, Shmayechad, the Galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what we just spoke about, Barichus, is that the Indian of Davaya Ekir, the Yichud of the Orakese, that's having a Shaykhus to the Indian, where everything is really just a Shiro from the Orashem. And then, you know, we spoke about a few times, the Rabbi Zekomel, in the end of his Maimer, Hashivas Vasimcha, he goes through these three Dargas of what he calls his tarshlus, his slapshus, and ashro, and he explained how the ikr chiddush, the ikr inyan of the chsidus of the Baal Shem Tov was inyan of hashro. And then he says, "Vavaya lekim zu tvisa pnimis." Vavaya lekim is ready, or tvisa pnimis b'madreg ma'at yoshin nemucha, more a lower dargo. Ubaho other margish believe shachol zerak or Hashem yisbarach ve'in klam mashu acher. Vavaya lekim is the inyan where a person is margish how everything is the or Hashem. V'adam chosh ech hakol bottle ve. The nomes, I think it's like the lashon of like, you know, melting. It's betoich oymik mitzias oymik zvorach. That was soit avaya lekim. So he's writing it here very bekitzer, you know, there's no mar mekoymus. But this is doyim terinu of vitel b'mitzias, where the inyan of avaya lekim is where everything is bottle and you know it's everything's just beskalus with the or Hashem. And the chiluk between these two dargis is mitzad hashro, a person stays within his own kelim. Mitzad hashro, a person is not mevatel is metzias, meaning a person doesn't, you know, he's not mevatel himself in a way where he doesn't feel his kin b'chlal and all he feels is the orin soif. Rather, mitzad hashro, a person feels how his own yeshus and his own b'chino of nivro is b'yichud legamli with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the inyan of hashro. Mashen ken deinu b'tel metzias havaya lekim is where a person is not ready for that yet, and therefore he's biskalus in the Oravayo. And what we spoke yesterday, to say it again, is that there were many big people throughout the Doris that realized this soid of the Ora Keser, and they wanted to bring it down, because about it, that's the whole Matoran, that's the only Inyan of Dir B'Tachtoidim. But if a person that, what we said yesterday is that the Oifen, this is something with Morgenstern in his form, is Mazda in many places, that the only Derek to reach the Ora Keser is to first go through the Ora of Chochma, which means that a person can only have a shaykh to Hashro after he has a shaykh to Bittul B'Metzias. Because if a person could think he could jump from Bittul Ayesh to Hashro, then the emesis, he's just going to be tricking himself and he'll think that what he's being margish, all it is Hashro, it's all Hashem and it's Gevaldik and there's no Yeshus and everything's, you know, great. But, and that's why I'm Shepik from the whole of Eitz Hashem. The only way to have a shaykh to Hashro and to be margish, how even the Yeshus itself is be yichud with Hashem, that's only one to present his loyich to have a shaykh to bitl b'metzias, where he has a shaykh to how everything is bottle agami to the orin soif, then he could go a step further, a very tifa inyan, and be ma'ur the yichidish ebenefesh, and realize how everything is hush ma'yechud. But first he has to be ma'ur the bitl b'metzias, which is really the chayish ebenefesh, where that's the inyan of the orach chochma. But if a person skips the Orach Chochma, then if you look throughout the Doros, there were many takolas from big people that were toying this inyan.
Call Hashem.
It's not a small thing, but it's when a person is toifus, how the Eivish is manig and mechaya, all the oilim is shein lebriyakim laatmo, and dafka pichsidus. What it means is not that just like HaKadosh Baruch created the world, and mitzad the Eivish is in charge. That's something which is over poshut that chsidus didn't come to say dvarim pshutim. The inyan of bittul eish pichsidus is that. The Memali Kol Alman, the Ora Memali is within the Oilemus itself. Within the Oilemus itself is the Ora Hashem, which is Mechayim Ahavad Debriyo. And when a person connects to that, Eli Chayim Mechavish calls Mama Oyuz Barach, and that's the Inyan of Havaya Adno, to be Margish and to live this is Boinus, and to live this Inyan, where the Abish's Or is being Mechayil the Oilemus. And then this last saga is something which, if a person is Mizboin properly, it's easier to connect to, because the first two darks which we spoke to, we're going from the higher to lower, is the first two, a person can't really be connected to any chumras and gashmias. A person has a chance to gashmias, he still enjoys his pizza, so then he's not yet on a dag of vital b'metiyas and kolshkin v'kal v'choyim, he's not chayich to tashra either. But in this dag of vital ayesh, here, even though if a person is within his own gashmias, meaning he's not yet zoich the mizak himself legamri, but he could still understand how this whole world, everything that's going on is better than just his galus of the Oravaya. Meaning, a person can even be misboinen, that even whatever goes on within the world itself is just different giluyim from the spheres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael is his galus of the Oravaya within this world. And not saying, the big dark is a bitl matzias and bitl etzim, rather saying pashut, how Klal Yisrael themselves, every yid is just a Oravaya, Oraliki down within the Olam Asiyu. And this is boinus, doesn't have to take away a person's, connection to this world, because that's something which, takes a long time, it needs, big avoidus. But then, Vitla Yesh is to be misboinus, how everything here is just the Oraliki, which is being Mamalik Olam, and even though the Olam is Yesh, and the Olam HaGashmi is Nifrod, but after Pigin, the Oravaya betoich the Olam, which is being Mechaim Mahav everything. Which is the most here he lives the world the way it is. But he brings the Shem Havaya into his life. Through that, by living the world the way it is, but after bringing the Or Havaya within it, so that's how that could bring the Bitla Yesh, which is to bring the Or Hashem within the Chai Yom Yom. So that's how he's mazir here more boimik. He's saying before, that's the Gimli Yehudim in B'derech HaVoido, and more in the language of the Nefesh. And again, like we're saying from the PSS, it's not just a Tzushtal, it's not that, we're coming to say this Kabbalah, Yichana, and then, we'll explain it Alpi Nefesh, but rather, the Nefesh is the Bepoil of these Yehudim. Avada these Yehudim is in the Oil Matzilus, where the Oil Matzilus is the Oil Pnimi, where there, all there is the Oil Elki, where it's Iyuv, Iyuv, Gamari Chaboin, and through doing the Maisa Mitzvah, the Maisa Hadlokah, and the Yontav of Chanukah, that's Miyachid, the Oil Selikim, which we have no Asogah, and Tfisa Bechlau, in what the Zichid is, but the Darke avoided by being Ma'oir, the Bitl Yesh, Bitl Etzim, and the Bitl Mitzis, and the Bitl Etzim, and the Ashro, so all that Gufa is Miyachid, this Yehudim, and it brings it down to the Nefesh, where a person could be Zoicha, to the Ikimato, which is to make a Dir B'tachtoinim. And through that, like we said, that Yisrael all of Machshava Tchila to be Zoyka to the Dveikas Etzim.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.